Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Thanks for sticking around. This segment's going to be a good one because I'm going to hit you right off the bat, Faisal, that if we get a Democratic president here in November, the markets are tanking. It's over. Everybody knows equities are going down.
Oh, my God. Be careful.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
You want to know the answer right away or do you want to go through some of the data?
Well, build it up a little. I'll give you a drum roll. Give me some data.
Give you some data?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back since 1945. Of course. Why? Because I have no life. I have to do this kind of research, right? In fact, when you look at the research, in all years, and I'm talking about the Standard & Poor's 500, the S&P 500 returns, going back to 1945, in all years, the average rate of return of the S&P 500 is 12.6%.
Okay.
We're getting into an election. People are worried about this type of stuff.
Yep.
You know, Trump, Biden, who's going to win and what's the impact? And people are actually keeping money off the table.
Well, and the price of options, right, protecting are going higher, right, as we get closer to the election.
The cost of insurance for things to go down if there was one or the other. Vegas is getting involved on the bets on that.
Yeah.
So let me go through some of the data since 1945. If we've had a Republican president, average rate of return during a Republican president, 10.56%.
Historically.
Historically, going back to 1945. Okay. A Democrat, 14.88%. The Democrats actually do better for the stock market than the Republicans do.
Oh, boy. I hope there's no Republicans listening.
My job is to report the news, not to create it. Okay? So I'm just telling you what the data says.
Okay.
Right. So now when we look at historical data, do we place our money based on historical data? Maybe. Do we place our money on what we think is going to happen if Biden gets in, Trump gets reelected, and so forth?
Okay. So
maybe.
What? No. No. Economic growth. Market fundamentals, earnings growth, valuations, that's what we invest in.
And here's what I said to our clients, and I'm going to send that video out to them. I said this. There are two facts that we have for sure. Number one, that there's an election in the United States every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Although Trump might try to change it.
Well, right now, just report the news.
Okay.
Don't create
it. Okay, sorry.
So right now, election every 4 years.
Yeah.
Right now, we know the economy goes in cycles.
Right.
Now, sometimes those cycles coincide.
Right.
Sometimes they don't.
Yeah, right.
And so when you're investing, when we invest for our clients, we invest on the economic cycles. We do not invest on the president, the prime minister, or any other political figure.
Mm-hmm.
Because the economy and how the economy is moving will dictate how companies make money,
right,
which will dictate their profits, which is how we make money for our clients when we're investing in the stock market.
Right. And listen, we're not suggesting that a public policy, like new presidential or administration policy, can't have an effect. That's because it can have an effect on the economic cycle and so on and so forth. So we're not saying that. But it was only 4 years ago. Do you remember leading up to the election, Clinton and
Do you remember
Trump?
At the time of the election and as the results were coming in, we were looking at the futures market and the options and so forth.
Yep.
And you and I were texting a little bit back and forth. Wow.
It was crazy, wasn't it? But do you remember? So I want to take you back. Remember, there's one of our clients had called, and I know you'll remember this, how concerned he was about a Trump win. Right. And what was going to happen and so on and so forth. How concerned the markets were, the volatility in the futures markets, all of these things. And what happened after it? It just went straight up.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful. We talk about this a lot. Right. We talk about this all the time. There's not one single factor that drives markets. I mean, it can on a very short term basis create volatility. Yes. Okay. But it is not about who's president. Right. It's a much bigger picture than that. And you have to be very careful about trying to make all-in bets on anything, including a four-year presidential cycle.
Man, the research that we have, and I gave you a copy of it, on all the different combinations that can happen in an election.
Right.
Democrat, Republican, Democrat president, Republican Congress, Republican president, Democrat Congress, full sweep, all these different combinations.
Right.
The differential isn't that big.
Right.
It is not that big. It's not like it's a 5 or 10% differential
right.
between one scenario to the other, which goes back to our thesis that economics leads the markets, not the president,
right.
not Congress,
right.
because they only have a certain amount of influence
right.
on the economy.
Right.
They're not the economy.
Right.
And that's where I think listeners of this show should take away, because when we manage money, Dave, I don't think we've ever sat down and said, hey, so-and-so is going to be the next president or coming back into term. Let's invest the following.
Right. Well, in fact, if you would have asked me in the last presidential cycle, I'd have been wrong. So having this conversation with this client, he was right on Trump. I was wrong. I thought the polls were going to tell him. So if we had acted on that, we would have been totally wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
And with Obama.
Right. And although he got the president right, his thesis was entirely wrong about what happened. And so the result he was trying to protect against, because Trump was going to be elected, which means this, was totally wrong.
Correct. So why put your retirement at risk? And I'll talk risk in two factors. Number one is risk by saying, I'm going to make a decision on my portfolio based upon what I think the outcome is going to be. Mm. Or not do anything. Take paralysis or deferral. Because there's a lot of people with cash sitting on the sidelines saying, I'm waiting for the election.
Yep.
What will the election tell you?
Right.
What's the outcome?
Right.
If Trump gets reelected, what are you saying? Everything's going to be what?
Yeah.
If Biden gets elected, everything's like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure to put on one outcome.
Yeah, and it's never one outcome. That's,
correct.
That's the point. And what's going to happen with the coronavirus add
so
to that?
What's
going to happen?
So why not have a disciplined approach to how you invest?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in this country that have cash sitting on the sidelines and they want to deploy. Why can't we go back to fundamentals?
Mm-hmm.
Are these companies that I'm buying good companies that grow their earnings through the economic cycle that will make me money?
Right.
Why isn't that the question?
Right.
Why is it always, well, what's Trump going to do about this? And what's Biden going to do about this? And what about our prime minister and our premier? And I'm like, what?
Right.
I've never heard anybody buy a business. I'm talking about a business owner in this city or in this country. Buy strictly based upon who the president of the United States is. Or buy their business purely based upon who the prime minister is. I've heard rumblings.
Right.
Oh, if so-and-so gets elected, I'm selling my business.
Right.
Nah, hardly happens.
Right. Yeah, not very often.
But we do that with the stock market like it's not the same thing. It is the same thing.
Yep. Yep.
So...
Okay, I think it's this, whether it's the presidential election cycle, whether it is the coronavirus, whether it is, whatever, pick your poison, whatever it is that you're focused on that's a problem today that you're worried about, okay? It is an important element of thinking through it, right? You need to have a thesis. You need to have a probability of different outcomes.
Correct.
But that's the discipline. Right. That's what you have to put into play. And, you know, we've been quite vocal about this. We don't run the kind of practice where you make a big bet on anything. Right. We've just been in this business for too long to know that there are so many moving pieces that you can't anticipate. You have to underweight and overweight
and
not make giant
so
bets.
Many places around the world you can make money.
That's right.
You don't have to pick one outcome like a U.S. election is going to kill the entire stock market around the world. All of these 100,000 companies are going to go negative for a long period of time because of a change in... Are you sure?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to take the emotion out. You need the discipline, and then you need the probabilities, right?
And let's talk about how we do our discipline. What's our five-pillar investment strategy approach to bulletproof your retirement? We're going to talk about that on our seminar, Tuesday, October 20th, 7 p.m., live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. You're here with Faisal and Dave, and we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada.